I once heard from somebody, I never was able to find it, that the Goyen says that if you have a Seder Kavua learning something, you will find the Nyared Yom in what you're learning. So the honest truth was I had wanted to photocopy on Pesach in Yonim a little bit, do something on Pesach, a point, and the yeshiva's copy machine is down. There is an old copier that does one page at one time, and once you get used to it, running off 50 copies in one shot, stapling it, the folding, I wasn't going to do it. So I took a look at the Inyan we were holding, and lo and behold, I think it's apropos, and we can work with that. I'm going to go to Vat Shishi on a Mudresh base. I don't know. I think we might go on Vat Chamishi, but we'll do Vat Shishi. Vat Chamishi is very close to Vat Rivi, so we'll do Vat Shishi. Okay? Ikvas Puloseinim Ovilos Osan Bechrech Nyachas Archim. The general structure of these Vadim, these dozen Vadim, are all in Chesed. So he says, it's going to lead us to Achmasas Archim. Ach Hi Kovas La'atzim Adam Yechad Havodah. But Achmasas Orochim has its own place in Avoda. In other words, not just another variation of a possible chesed, but it's got its own mitzias. Omri Rudo Merav, Gidol Achmasas Orochim HaKavos Meshchina. It says Achmasas Orochim is greater than Kavos Meshchina. Dichsiv Ayomim Namotzasichayim Benecho Al Nosaber Malavdecha. Omri Rav Loza, Bo Reich Lo Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Edom. Midas Basav Edom Ein Kot Nyochol Lomo Ligodol Hamtein Atshav Etzlecho. Vil Ba Kadosh Baruch Hu Ksiv Ibnom Atzasi. So Chazal point out that Achnos Orochim is bigger than Kavos Yishchina, because Avram told Kadosh Baruch Hu, why don't you wait a bit, I've got a few Arabs I've got to tend to. V'akadosh Baruch Hu himtin l'Avram, hari kosev achakach v'yiftim mishom alochim v'Avram adem amil lefnei Hashem. V'olechtev Hashem adem alif v'Avram, al tikun soy from zens, and chulo tikna tera atzma saloshach vodo shal mokum. So, this is where Chazal give us, this is where the Torah gives us Achnosos Orochim as a tremendous thing. It's 2 points about Achnosos Orochim, and then also we'll speak about it in Kesher to Pesach. First of all, what does it mean Achnos Orochim is greater than Kavos Peshchina? What about all Chassadim? Why Achnos Orochim specifically? In what sense is it? When you're comparing two things, you could say this chair is better than this chair. Standing is better for your back than sitting. But you can't say eating an apple is better than sitting on this chair. There's got to be some sort of point of comparison to give it any sense. So Gdol Achnosos Orochim to Kabbalos Peshchina, we've got to understand that there's something, besides the fact that both are mitzvahs and great things, there's got to be something of a kesher. So I think he doesn't speak about this. He says 1 point. He says, Zoch Avraham Avinu al shom legilu shchina chamilosei. Take a look at the end of that paragraph on the next page. Psak din noira. Yotza sheyotza beis medrasha shal Avraham Avinu al shalom, v'rak Avraham Avinu al shom yochel chadish psak din zeh. This psak din only Avraham could come up with. Hu shegila gdulos chasis barach, for hu shegila ki chasis barach mechayev gamis adun yisbal chesed, ki akoros habori mechayev es maisim. In other words, Avraham Avinu's crucial point was that understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires doing something. The cholash hashchina yoyisim skarevos olav, the closer he feels the shchina, what it means is a person has a deeper understanding. Yoyisim chayevos eslachas bedrochav yisparach. V'lachein etzim gila hashchina yimechayevos miyad lachzor shemdol. So he's saying the point that he's making is, it's just like if a person learns a very deep musa thing about doing something, and then an opportunity comes along to do it, he can't say, well, I'm in the middle of thinking about it. Well, thinking about it in a Torah way means it's got to bring you to action. A perceiving HaKadosh Baruch is not it's not a transcendental entity. Like, it is HaKadosh Baruch, but Shechina is HaKadosh Baruch as he manifests himself in this world. And to be Oseik in Shechina when you are blatantly not bringing Shechina into the world. Bringing Shechina into the world means you are taking the divine idea and making it something practical, making something tangible out of it. And if a person does, so it's not the pshat, despite the fact that the Shekhinah was there, therefore, he went to Drach Masochim, it's more because the Shekhinah is there, he needed to turn to the Orachim as an extension of what Shekhinah is. That's the pshat he says. And it's a very strong pshat. I would like to add an akuda to it, and that is, Shekhinah means that we are adding something to our metzias. We're taking in another point, we're broadening and enriching ourselves through the Shekhinah that's there. Every single person has in himself some element that bringing him into your sphere adds something to you. There's up in Chassidus, it says that Chassidus want to say the word oreach comes, it can be, is a notrikin or can be split into the word orches, which means the eighth light. There are seven, the menorah has seven lights. It says the wise woman built a house and put it on seven pillars. The world stands on 7 days of creation. The seven is that which is there. When a person does not bring an outsider into his house, things are as they are. When you bring in another person, you add some point, some element, some nekuda that you don't have in yourself. That's one point. I want to get to the second point where he speaks of what Achnas Sarchim is. Describes Hachnasa Sarchim. I want to put down a question first, and then see, and then to put this in a perspective. Let's say somebody comes to me and says, I don't have where to eat for Pesach. I don't have where to be for Pesach. What can you do for me? So I say, I'm thank God a man of means. There are some wonderful hotels in Florida. I'm willing to put you up and your family for Yontif in the hotel in Florida. Is that Achnas Sarchim or not? I assure you that a hotel in Florida is a lot more comfortable than my house. And the food is my wife's food, but let's put it this way. He can eat nakibrochts. That he couldn't get in my house, but he can eat nakibrochts. Is that Achnas Sarchim? Now, it would be a tremendous tzedakah. It would be maybe a very big chesed. It's not Achnas Sarchim. And what is Achnas Sarchim? Let's read a little bit of what Rabbi Yonah says. Rabbi Yonah says, "Im yavo orchem lebeiso, if guests come, yachnisim lebeiso b'sei pony office. You should greet them nicely. U'miyad bevo mesefem lechol. You should bring them something to eat, because sometimes a poor person comes and is embarrassed to say, I'm hungry. And you should give it to them nicely. And even if he's under pressure and depressed, he shouldn't show it. And he should comfort them with words, and bring their spirits up. Even if he has 1,000 slaves, he should serve them. It's bigger than Avraham. Who's bigger than Avraham Avinu? Who for the Malachim, even though he had all of these slaves and servants, and even though the Malachim looked like Arabs, he still did it by himself. And anything that did himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him in kind. And he shouldn't tell them anything about his own problems, because these things tend to depress other people. If you sit down and you tell somebody, I'm going through a very hard period now. I have this problem, this problem, this problem. The guy feels, oh my gosh, and he needs me as well. So that kind of, he says, breaks their spirits. And you almost don't have any schar if you tell them your problems. V'yichabdim kadonim, he serves them like a master. And so too you find Avram that he called him Adonim. Let's skim down a little bit about giving him a bed to sleep and so on. And when they go out, he should escort them and so on. I want to talk a little bit about this point over here. What is the nekud over here? Let me tell you Maisa Shahaya, and then we'll get a sense of it. There was once a couple who lived neighbors of ours, Americans. When we went out to Saudi, they were Americans. and they were away in the summer for a few weeks in a resort in Switzerland. They came back, and there was some misunderstanding, and the guy had rented out the apartment to somebody else for the next year. It was like, you know, like they walked in, it was like Goldilocks. Who's sleeping in my bed? Who's eating in my bowl? There was another family there. And we invited them up into our house. And they stayed with us for a few weeks. So, you know, people made all sorts of nasty remarks about them. And my wife, somebody told my wife, why can't they go to a hotel? My wife said, you don't begin to understand. People don't need, they don't need the food, they don't need a bed, they need a home. They're sick of a hotel. In other words, Hachnosis Orchim, to go back to the question I asked before, humans need food, they need a place to sleep, they need a place to take a shower, they need heat and air conditioning, that's true. But more than anything else, a person needs a place that he belongs to. Living in the most prestigious hotel is, you don't have a place. It's not yours. And therefore, that makes it very difficult. A person needs to feel wanted. He needs a home in a physical sense. Everybody knows, at the end of the day, as nice as vacations are, there's nothing like plopping down in your own bed, in your own dalaramis. And a place that you feel you belong, and a place that you feel you have a part there. You're a father, you're a mother, you're a child. On a family level, this is where it's at. And that's why the Maral says there's a chiv of livui. All these things, he says, to serve him yourself, not to have avarim do it. Why? The waiters can do it a lot better than I can do it. Well, why should I do it myself? So, of course, it's a mitzvah by Yosemi B'shlucho, but that applies to everything. Why in Achdasa Sorachim specifically says you should serve the guest and not the servant? The answer is, when a servant, for instance, let's say a friend of mine would come, somebody I really like, somebody I want, somebody I enjoy his company, I wouldn't have somebody else take care of him. I'm interested in taking care of him because he's mine. He's my friend, he's my buddy, he's my relative, or, you know, my brother, whatever it is. So when a person is attending to an oreach in a way of, through delegating to somebody else, so the person is a case. You know, is it stuck a case, a sorchem case, and so on. If you greet the person, if you display warmth to the person and welcoming to the person, then you're making him feel part of the house. He's a natural part of the house. He's not sitting on somebody else's head. If you're cool or if you're kind of distant, then you're making that same. You're saying the opposite statement. Sachnosis Orchim is the sense of supplying a person the greatest need that a person has. And that's a sense of belonging to a place, to a family, to people, and so on. I was thinking Pesach, you start the Haggadah with Kol Dich Vin Yesev Yechol. Whether it's a late minute or not late minute, but the last 1,000 years we have been saying it. You know, it's been around since the Goyim's time, since the Rambam's time. So for a millennium, so even though it might be a very, very, very late edition, but it's been 1,000 years on the books. It's also, and the reason is, also the Maaseh with Avraham Avinu happened on Pesach. It's interesting, this whole Maaseh here with Avraham and Lot, this was Pesach. The reason is, Pesach, I think you have the Moshul. Celebrates others. The concept of there being a family unit where members are accepted into it starts at Pesach night. That's when there was a chabura. It's called celebrates others, that everybody becomes part of a family of sorts. You have your chabura, and the chabura is called celebrates others, and a person has to be nimna ala on the Pesach and so on. So the pshat is the first time we had a metzias. It was also the first mitzvah we had on the bayis, was to put the dam al asaf, dafka in the household. The first unit, klal Yisrael was not yet a klal, We were Yechidim until Yetzias Mitzrayim. At Yetzias Mitzrayim we became Mishpachos, based ovals. And at Matan Torah we became an Am. So Pesach, since for the first time we have a structure of a Beis Av, we have the possibility of bringing a person into the Beis Av. And on the other hand, it's what makes Achnas Hazorchim, to be very honest, a difficult mitzvah. I don't want to pretend it's not difficult. The reason why it's difficult is because writing a check is relatively easy, especially if there's one to cover the check. That's not a problem. But to give yourself, most people when they're home, they want to take it easy emotionally. They don't want to be bothered with another person. It's certainly not his problems, certainly not his woes, certainly not sitting and listening to him. When a person, and Pesach is a time when people are always universally hosting or being hosted, and understanding most people to feel comfortable more than anything else need to have the sense that they belong there. Chazal say, Limduna derech Eretz, that a guest, the first day you serve him very good stuff, the second day less good, the third day even less. So what's the derech Eretz about that? Like, what does that mean? You can say the Torah excuses us. The Torah says you can't make every day a 10-course meal. Why don't you, you're excused. But why is that a derech Eretz? The Teretz is, when you greet somebody for the first time, the formality expresses the chshivas. If somebody walks into your house, you invite him for supper, he comes in and you tell him, you know what, rummage around the fridge and see if you can find something. That's not a sign that he's welcome. So he makes something very nice. If somebody's staying with you for a week, he doesn't feel comfortable if he's putting it on your, he's burdening you with making fancy meals all day. The Brisker Rav used to go to Switzerland occasionally. Brisker Rav suffered terribly from asthma, and in Switzerland he would go occasionally. He would be able to breathe, and his host was a Yidur Wolf Rosengarten, a very kosher person. And when he came the first time, Rav Wolf asked what he needed. The Rav told him, "If you would like me as your guest, then you must stop dancing around me. Just leave me alone. I'll be fine." And I was like, I can't bear the idea of somebody. So Chazal give us the right balance. As when somebody comes once, the first time, the chshivas of the meal expresses how welcome he is. As the person stays, the naturalness of it, the fact that I'm not burdening you, makes me feel good. Giving a guest a chore to do that he can feel it contributes makes him feel I'm part of it, and I'm not a burden over here. Listening to the person, my mother-in-law told me once, my mother used to be very involved in medical referrals, and there was this person, there was some sort of chronic problem in the family, I don't know, some sort of thing, and my mother tried one thing, one doctor for her and a second doctor. Finally, she called back, and my mother said, I've exhausted everything I could possibly give to you. Like, what else could I just don't have anything else. So she told my mother-in-law, Rabbi Zafinkel, there are so many gemachs today. A gemach of an ear, gemach oizen, is also a very good gemach. So, I'm really interested in having somebody listen to my problems, to share my woes with me. A guest, usually the type of person who needs to be hosted, usually has, it needs to be hosted emotionally as well. And that's why it's difficult. Most people want to come home and not, leave the woes behind the office. A person can't stretch himself beyond endurance. You can't, when people ask me what's about doing chesed and so on and so forth, you've got to make sure you're not going to have charata. Because if you're doing it so much that you'll have a charata from it, if you're not going to be able to take it, then yotzos chor b'hafseinu. But in the realm of what you feel you can and ought to do, understanding the dynamics of an chasorchem is very important. The Maral says, he explains what's the point of achila shtir levoya. The three elements, either lina or levoya. The Gemara says levoya because the Gemara speaks about it in context of egla rufa. So achila and shtiyah are easy ones. Lina is an easy one. What's levoya? Levoya is that little polite escort that we escort the guy out as he walks out. So the Gemara says, you know, when you find a guy killed in the middle of the road, we have to say, like, Bartana, I say, Bale achila shtiyah bale levia. And if you would have walked him Dalet Amos, the Dalet Amos courtesy, would that have made a difference? Nobody's going to escort if somebody comes to visit New York. You're going to walk him out Dalet Amos outside. You're not going to drive him back to New York. So what's the, why was Levaya so important? So Ral says a very, very sharp point. He says like this. When a person comes and he stays by you, he feels down. He's a taker. He's the neb. He's the poor person, even if he's not poor, but he's the one that was taking and so on. And there's a certain level of hashpal in that. There's a certain level of feeling kind of put down. When you escort a person, you give him covet. In other words, if a very chasha person comes to my house, I walk him out. You don't just say, okay, you can leave. You walk him out because that's chashivas, that's nechbadis. So when you're walking a person out who's a guest, you are restoring the covet that he lost because of the achnasarchim. When a person feels down, he's a lot more vulnerable as a target. If a person feels strong, confident about himself, he's a lot, he'll stand up for himself much better. So that's why if he didn't do levoya, there is the chash of not of possibly. Being more vulnerable, chas v'shalom, and being attacked. So, like upon him, Pesach is a time when the mitzvah masorchem is part and parcel of the yontif. Some of us go away. Some of us have guests. Many of us have guests. Many of us both go away and have guests. It's a different variations. Chas v'shalom is very much. It's the first time in Klai Yisrael when we at Pesach we formed units of base of mishpachas. People need to and want to feel part of a mishpacha. Of a home, especially people, even a person who's only there, who's not a neb, but he's there just for yontif. Even those days, he wants to feel that he's part of it, not sitting on top of somebody else. Certainly, a person who's not so fortunate, doesn't have a family yet in his own life, he's single or whatever it is, and the most you can give to him is a sense that he has a place that he belongs to. That's achnasas orchim. And it's a world of chesed, not because of the money you're giving, it's because of yourself that you're giving. You're giving your own dalet amos, you're sharing dalet amos with somebody. It makes it tough, and that's also what makes it such a big mitzvah.